Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you're watching Going In Raw. You like that?
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you'll be listening to right here, youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and the notify bell next to it if you're watching us on YouTube to always get your new Going In Raw daily notifications. We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found. Check us out on the CastBox app. We got a great partnership with them right now. Be sure to check out CastBox. It's free for iOS and Apple. I'm sorry, for iOS and Android. And yeah, be sure to subscribe to the show, leave us a comment. It's completely free and easy, and we might respond to you, and it really helps support Going In Raw. Also, on the Apple side of things, leave us a rating or review. It really helps boost the profile of the show.
I'm going to read a comment right now.
Read a comment right now, Larson.
These comments are great. Some of the names are too long.
Oh, dear.
Vincent O'Brien.
Okay.
You guys are amazing. Been listening now for the last 2 years. I have to say your chemistry is more enjoyable than most WWE content. If it wasn't for you guys, I think we'd no longer be watching the product. He says, thanks, friendos. Well, Vincent, guess what? Thanks, friendo.
Thanks, friendo. Man, we're at 438 comments on CastBox.
We just crossed 5,000 subscribers.
Ooh.
That's awesome. Thank you, everybody.
You know, it sounds like a really good number. 500 comments for 5,000 subs. So all we need is 62 more comments, and we'll be at 500 comments.
And 5,000 subscribers.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. What a great name. Grandmaster Too Sweet. This is the best podcast ever, and you two own the best t-shirts, too. I find it funny that, hey, you're not me. You know what that deserves?
Thanks, friendo.
Thanks, friendo. There you go. Anyways, we're also on, speaking of tees, prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw.
Yeah.
This one is there.
This one's there, too, but this is a Johnny Gargano shirt. This is not in our shop.
I like that shirt, though.
It's a good shirt.
It's a good-looking shirt. Anyways.
It's very comfortable, too.
Yeah, all good stuff. Oh, yeah. $20 on the Patreon gets you this. Friendo care package.
Yep.
It was one $20 thing. We send you this out. I dumped a bunch of them off at the post office today.
Oh, good.
Later on today, I'm going to do it.
That'll make people very happy.
I would hope so. I would think so. They should be. Anyways, moving on. Let's talk about SmackDown, Larson.
Right.
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah,
I thought it was a good show.
It was a relatively enjoyable show, yeah.
You know, it's funny because the Shinsuke AJ thing has been going on a little while now.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't care that all their matches are like wonky finishes. They're all so much fun. I like watching
these
matches.
This one last night was pretty
I know.
Good.
It was pretty damn good. And I really actually liked the finish to it, too.
Yeah,
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you clever. You guys
it was
are
mind
so
games.
Clever. But no, all in all, I thought SmackDown was a really fun show last night. It's ever since the shakeup, they've been doing good stuff. We also got the debut of Elidolo.
You know, what's interesting is that the entire show, the notes for all last night's SmackDown fit on one page.
Mm.
That tells you that they're focused on in-ring action, even though I think there's only four matches. One, two, three, four. But they gave them all a fairly decent amount of time to breathe,
yeah.
I felt like. There was nothing that felt quick or short.
I really enjoyed the Melibration, the Royal Melibration, too.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of good stuff going on with a lot of the turnover in character in championships, with the exception of even the tag division. That's right, has T-Bar there.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing a really good thing with them right now.
Yeah, I think overall they're doing a decent job with developing characters.
Yeah, they
SmackDown.
Are. They're, yeah,
and
they're,
Raw is not really doing that great of a job with characters.
You're right.
Feel like
they're
outside of Braun, maybe.
SmackDown is back to doing what they did best before, back when they were, you know, firing in all cylinders, developing characters. We got another entrant into the women's Money in the Bank match. I mean, we got a couple, you know, all around. But
Becky Lynch. That's pretty huge. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But anyways, it kicked off with a Daniel Bryan interview in the ring. Renee Young was trying her damnedest to interview him, but that crowd there in London
kept on chanting, yes, Daniel Bryan. They could not get enough of Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan's great.
He is great.
That's the reason. And I love... Oh, I love this opening segment.
Yeah, it was good.
This was so good.
It was great. So
it's people want to see what, Larson?
Action now.
Action now.
So Daniel Bryan grabs a mic and says, you know, it was first, I just want to get back in this ring.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
Happy to be here.
Yeah, now that I'm back in this ring, just being here isn't enough. I want to get to the top. I want to be WWE champion.
I will climb and I will scratch and claw and climb my way back to the top. I will do it.
Yes. Cass comes out,
yeah,
interrupts him, starts talking a whole bunch of trash.
Yeah.
As he slowly makes his way down to the ring.
I think he's doing a good job with this stuff.
He's doing okay.
I really do. I mean, this was a little on the long side, but I think he's doing, especially compared to what we saw before, I think Cass is doing a really good job.
He obviously spent some time working on his promo abilities while he was recuperating from
his
knee surgery.
Yeah.
So he makes it down to the ring. And he starts doing, you know, like making fun of the yes chant.
Yeah.
And Daniel Bryan just runs towards him and bang, cold cocks him and then beats the heck out of him.
Oh, my God.
Starts working over the knee.
It was amazing.
Rest came down and tried to separate him. He'd be like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
And he'd go back, work the knee.
Yeah.
All right, I'm good. Go back and work the knee. He wrapped his knee a couple times around the ring post, put him in a heel hook in the middle of the ring. Man,
mm-hmm.
Aggressive Daniel Bryan is best Daniel Bryan.
No, it's, again... Dude, I hate to do this. I hate to bring everything back to there is a massive, you take a look at this juxtaposition, like the A guy on SmackDown probably is, I know it's AJ Styles, but Daniel Bryan's right up there.
Oh yeah.
They're sort of building them up, seeing what, you know, if all these impact tests are going to come back. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, he gets the lead segment. Obviously, he's probably the most over guy. It's him and AJ, probably 1A, 1B. And instead of having your lead guy saunter out there.
I was going to say, juxtapose that with Reigns.
Yes, I hate to do that, but it's there.
If Cass had come out and said all that, then Reigns might have grabbed the mic and just could have said, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Exactly. I know Roman Reigns put Jinder Mahal through a fake wall this past week, but there's no sense of urgency there. You know, and we're all kind of surprised.
Well, also, here's the thing, too, is Reigns, while you know, because they cut back and forth from Cass talking to Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan, you can see the seething anger start to rise and extend through every piece of his person.
Mm-hmm.
Every inch of his body was just filled with anger. Just couldn't wait to just punch Cass.
Yeah.
And if this segment happened with Roman Reigns, he'd just be standing there.
Mm-hmm. With that look on his face, like he can't find his car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then kind of shaking his head.
Yeah. Mild disapproval.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you're saying.
Of it.
Doesn't matter what you're going to say. They're going to book me to win anyways. Whereas Daniel Bryan, it feels real with him.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. And I love the fact the refs kept pulling him off. And then he'd go like this. And then he'd run around, circle around, start banging the leg again,
mm-hmm.
put him in the ankle lock there.
The heel hook was great.
The heel hook, yeah. So that was great. But no, it gets you jazzed up. It gets the crowd into it when your lead guy isn't just sitting there and taking it and just, you know, shrugging it off.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, man, I don't care if you're 8 feet tall and I'm 4 feet tall. I'm going to chop you down if you talk crap to me.
Yep.
And with over on the other side of the island there on Raw, like you get that with Braun.
Yeah.
You get that in a lot of spaces. But it's just your lead guy doesn't do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bizarre to me because we've said this before ad nauseum, you can have something big with Roman Reigns. You know, you just have to take the pressure off yourself. I don't know what the deal is. You got to stop playing it so damn safe with him.
I know. That's kind of the major thing.
Yeah.
Well, he's more often than not, he's a man of inaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just won't do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but anyways, no, I love this opening segment. I was like, man, they're booking him. That's fantastic because he loses to Rusev last week and people are like, oh my God, they had him drama to Rusev. Well, I really liked it. I thought it was great. I thought that the motivation was great.
Yeah.
Although it was kind of funny though, when Cass came out and he was cutting his promo, he said, I was the reason, I guess he was referring to the previous beatdown.
Backlash. Yeah.
And he mentioned also the, you know, he said, yeah, I lost that. I'm man enough to admit it, but the only reason I tapped out so quick is so I could start beating you up again.
Was to get out of the hold quickly.
I kind of like that. And I like that, too, because there's actual motivation for tapping out quick as opposed to just he's being punished backstage.
Yeah.
So anyways, no, I thought I was really into it. I thought it was a great way to kick off the show. Next up, we had in a Money in the Bank qualifier match. So at this point, just confirm no tag team Money in the Bank match.
Seemingly, yeah. The New Day taking on Thebar. The winning team got to pick one member of their team to move on to the Money in the Bank ladder match. The Miz came out, did commentary for this match. Fun match. I mean, the New Day and Thebar, if this is just kind of the beginning of this of an ongoing feud between these two teams, it's going to be spectacular.
Oh, I know. I really love this. I love that it was an inventive way to do a qualifying match for a tag team. I thought that was really cool. And yeah, Xavier Woods ended up going over after a top rope elbow.
Yeah.
Of course, it was a fairly protected loss. There was, you know, distractions, of course.
Yeah.
Five guys out there's going to be distractions.
Yeah. But also it brings up an interesting potential storyline for New Day in terms of which member of the New Day
I know.
Is going to be in Money in the Bank. You think Xavier Woods, since he's the one that secured the pinfall victory.
They've also made a really big point of spotlighting the fact that he's been the main guy of action. He's been the main man of action.
Yeah, he's been wrestling a lot more.
Throughout this Thebar thing especially, he's been the guy racking up the wins and doing the hard work. So it is going to be an interesting story if they maintain their lighthearted ways, if they, you know, do a paper, rock, scissors round robin tournament to determine who goes through.
Yeah.
If we're going to get to see them debate who goes through, I don't know. But it will be interesting. And also just the prospect, and I hope they play this up quite a bit, just the prospect of the New Day Freebird ruling.
How about this?
The WWE Championship.
What if they can't decide and somehow they negotiate so all three of them are in it? A 10-man ladder match.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be good. What if they Freebird ruled during the match?
Yeah, I heard that too. Yeah
that'd be good too. Yeah, I like it all. So anyways, next up we had
a Bludgeon Brothers promo.
Come on, this wasn't that bad. You know what I kind of liked about it? I liked that they were they did the intercutting with the people they were subtweeting at.
I know, it's still corny though.
They're saying, doesn't matter if you're brothers or family. I like that they start off with family, actually.
It says
family's overrated or something like that.
Or friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or they said joy is overrated.
Yeah.
It was better than the toy thing, but it was still pretty cheesy.
Yeah, last week they were playing with toys. So I'm just looking, man.
Well, broke their toys.
I'm looking for anything, all right? They're not playing with toys, all right? You're breaking your toys, still playing with them. At some point, it looked like they were playing with toys off camera.
Seemed like now they were playing with After Effects filters or something.
Next up, we had SmackDown Live General Manager Paige backstage. She is confronted by Absolution.
Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
Mandy Rose says, hey, I beat Becky Lynch last week. So that means I'm in Money in the Bank ladder match, right? And Paige says, no. That wasn't a qualifying match. Mandy Rose says, well, does that mean I get a qualifying match? And Paige says, yeah, against two, Becky Lynch. Mandy Rose is like, cool. I already beat her once. And Sonya Deville is like, hold on, where's my qualifier match? Said, you get one too, against two.
Becky Lynch.
Oh, it's a handicap match. Nope, triple threat.
Yep,
so that would happen later in the evening.
And then Sonya Deville said, hey, can we talk about my ring entrance? Because I feel we really need to send the entire arena into epileptic shock.
Yeah.
Can we please do that?
Yeah, that
because
was great.
That was the most obnoxious. No, it was not great.
That was great.
That was the most obnoxious strobe light entrance.
Not enough strobe lights in wrestling.
Do you think she could have used more strobe light in her entrance?
Because I've read that there's a lot of strobe lights, so I was waiting the whole time walking down the ring. I was like, where's the damn strobe lights?
Yeah.
I wanted strobe lights the whole time.
She gets in there, it's like a scene out of the X-Files.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I liked it.
About to be abducted.
I liked it.
No way, man.
More strobe lights, please.
Alien abductions, yay or nay? You think they've happened? You think aliens have visited Earth?
I would be surprised if aliens haven't visited Earth.
You'd be surprised
if they haven't been here. Abductions, I don't know.
So that's too far. Abductions?
No, I'm not saying it's too far. I just don't know.
You wouldn't be surprised either way if there were abductions.
Yeah, I guess.
If they've been here, they've had to have abducted some of us.
Not necessarily. I don't think it's a given.
Do you think for a second, if humans, 200 years from now, once we're finally able to, you know, do warp speed and stuff.
Yeah.
And able to go to different planets.
Well, it's probably longer than 200 years.
Oh, I don't know. Technology moves pretty quick, man.
If humans are still around in 200 years, if we haven't destroyed our planet.
Yeah, in 25 years. You think we're not going to go around abducting aliens to like to see what they're all about?
I would hope not.
Pretty sure we're going
to
do that.
I would hope that there wouldn't be some clandestine mission to another world and abducting aliens. I hope that that's not the case.
Yeah.
I'd hope we would send the diplomatic team and try to forge a positive relationship with other worlds.
Humans are typically terrible people. So chances are we're going to bring them up and we're going to do like live experiments on them. That's how it's going to go down.
I hope
not.
It's
never good. Anyways, next up, AJ Styles had an interview.
Yeah.
But he wasn't talking about aliens. He was talking about his match with Shinsuke Nakamura, which was the main event for SmackDown. And then, of course, whoever won that match gets to decide what the stipulation is.
At Money in the Bank.
At Money in the Bank. So good on him. Next up, we
he was naming off a bunch of like combo stipulations, like a Hell in the Cell Inferno match.
Yeah.
Like pole on a pole match.
Yeah.
Or something like that. He was joking around about it.
Yeah.
And Renee Young tried to joke around too, and AJ was like, you know, that's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Took it too far, Renee.
Yeah. Well, maybe she did sometimes. She's dialed back a bit.
Maybe.
Anyways.
Next, the SmackDown Live debut of Elidolo.
Elidolo. And our worries.
I wasn't worried at all. I knew he was going to be a heel from the first package they rolled of him.
Our worries were washed away.
Your worries. I had no worries about it.
Oh, I wasn't worried about it. I just had a feeling they were going to go face with him, and they didn't.
Nope.
I was proven wrong.
Yep.
That makes you happy, doesn't
Very
it?
Very much.
Yeah, you do. You love that. Anyways, he took on
Jake Constantino.
Jake Constantino, the newest call-up to the SmackDown Live roster. I don't remember him being in NXT, Larson.
No, I believe he's what's known as a local enhancement talent.
Interesting.
So yeah.
I haven't even heard about him in the UK division. I haven't heard about him. You know, I watch Progress from time to time.
Yeah.
I've never seen Jake Constantino.
Maybe he wrestles under a different name.
Oh, that could be.
Anyways, not much of a match. I think Jake got one drop kick in, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost picked up the win with a hammerlock DDT. Great performance by Almas. He was working pretty stiff, it looked like.
He was working pretty stiff, but he was also working very crisp.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the one thing that he totally – like you can always tell when somebody – I don't know. It's kind of like when I talk about Buddy Murphy. Like you can tell everything he does matters to him.
Yes.
And there's thought behind it.
Yes.
And there's urgency.
Motivation behind everything.
And that's
move,
what
yes.
I was getting from Cian Almas here. He really wanted to make a good statement to come
yes.
out strong.
Yes.
And he did. And then afterwards, the amazing Zelina Vega – oh, he went over with a hammerlock DDT. Zelina Vega – dropped a promo. I am going to miss, though. I like when people sell that hammerlock DDT with a spike.
Yeah.
I like when they do that. More people need to do that. She said...
I'm sure more people will.
She confirmed...
They're there to take over.
You got to be a little bit surprised that they didn't pull the switcheroo, right?
Well, they can't do that every time.
They seemingly... don't challenge them. Don't throw that out there. Because they'll say, oh, no.
She said, oh, you didn't know?
Oh, you didn't know? So, he said, we're not here playing ice. We're here to take over. So that's awesome. Put him up there in whatever scene.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed, but not at all really surprised that he wasn't involved in the last Money in the Bank qualifying match, because that was announced towards the end of the show. It's Samoa Joe versus Cass
mm-hmm.
next week in the final Money in the Bank qualifier.
Big Cass.
So Samoa Joe better go over. Daniel Bryan will come in, cast the match.
Mm-hmm.
Samoa Joe goes over,
mm-hmm.
moves on to Money in the Bank. Both Money in the Bank ladder matches are just stacked with talent. It's a pretty good roster of talent in both those matches.
I agree, and that's why I'm actually really glad they didn't put him in that, because I don't want him just to be... Now, here's the thing, man. Now that Daniel Bryan's out of Money in the Bank, come on. Give me Cian Almas versus Daniel Bryan. Do you think we're going to get Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass until Money in the Bank?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long way out.
I know.
That's like a month. That's like 4 or 5 weeks away.
Yeah, I know. That's what we're getting.
That's a drag.
Because Daniel
Another
Bryan.
Another match of that.
Yeah. And Daniel Bryan will have to go over again.
Give me Cian. Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Give me Cian Almas versus Daniel
Bryan.
Oh,
I know. That'd be great.
Can we do that?
But I was thinking if they put Almas in the ladder match, he could have a fantastic showing. Sort of like Ricochet at the North American title ladder match. He didn't win, but he had a fantastic showing.
Yeah.
Give almost a similar spotlight to blow people with his in-ring abilities. He didn't have to win, but he's not eating a pin in a loss.
Yeah.
But anyways, minor quibble.
I want to see Cian Almas versus Daniel Bryan.
No, I'm sure he will at some point. That'll be great.
What if last night's opening segment was their blow off and next week we get Cien? You think they're going to do the jobber thing with Cien Almas for a while?
Yeah.
A couple of those? That's annoying. I don't like that.
They probably don't know what his first program is yet.
They seem to have ditched because there wasn't even a hint of Lana being anti-Aiden English. And in fact, she seemed to be fairly pro Aiden English in this next segment. Mm-hmm. Rusev and Aiden English were backstage.
Yeah, Aiden English had a new song that he was getting ready for Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
That he was going to debut, but was interrupted by Lana.
Yeah.
And she was wearing a Happy Rusev Day shirt.
Sure.
And she said, next week I have a qualifying match.
Well, she said, hold on a second, Aiden English. Here, you got to clue in the little clues that they're good for now. She said, hold off on that beautiful voice of yours because I have some news. I'm in qualifying match, so not only is Rusev going to get the championship, I'm going to get championship, and then they let Aiden English do a song, and it was all cohesive and unified, and I was very happy with
that. For the time being. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, ideally, that will remain the case. They'll all work together, but I'm pessimistic that's going to happen.
Man... I know. Well, it'd be kind of silly right now because her whole premise was somebody's holding you back.
And he just beat Daniel Bryan and got into the main bank match.
So she can't really say that.
Yeah, she can't really do that now.
Maybe somebody over. Maybe somebody was like, hey, maybe Rusev was like, I'm going to be very unhappy if you take Aiden away from me.
If you split us up, I want to be released.
Yeah, exactly. That's his go-to, according to the dirt sheets.
Anyways, Lana's taking on Billie Kay next week in the Money in the Bank qualifier, and I'm guessing Billie Kay is going to win that match.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one reason Peyton Royce lost that first one is so there wasn't two of them in that match.
Yep.
No, that's great. I love Billie Kay, man.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Great. She did. Did he put in your. Oh, yeah.
They had the iconic promo. Yeah,
that was awesome.
Next, we had the Royal Melibration. A lot of fun.
Carmella came out. She had full the Beef Eaters.
Yeah. She had the Town Crier.
Yeah. She had her championship on a lovely pillow.
Yeah. Held by a Beef Eater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
The Town Crier. Yeah, that's great. So anyway, she goes down there, and of course she, you know, presents herself as a different type of royalty, demanding the people bow down to her greatness as WWE SmackDown Women's Champion. That was fantastic. She said, and it's great because she said, I can beat anybody. I could beat Charlotte. I could beat Becky Lynch. I could beat Naomi. She starts to list on every name.
And then she said Ronda Rousey.
And Ronda Rousey. One conspicuously absent name from her list was Asuka.
Yeah.
She did not say Asuka.
Yeah.
That led to Paige coming down. Crowd loves her because she is from that area.
She's from England.
She's from the England.
Yeah.
That country right there.
And then she said, oh, well, I have your opponent from Money in the Bank. And it's
right
this woman,
here.
And Asuka walks down to the ring.
She's wearing some Nikes.
Yeah, she always wears Nikes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, she's
oh, that's
her
awesome.
And Finn Balor always wear Nikes.
Oh, interesting.
If you look under the kick pads, they're Nikes.
I just noticed it big time. I don't know, maybe I just hadn't noticed it before. Anyway, she comes down. Carmella, you know, is not happy about that. And then she just slinks away.
Mm-hmm.
Walks away.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk away. Next up, there was a Shinsuke Nakamura interview. Where he said it is not a chance, it is not a probability.
Oh man, he said he was going to destroy AJ Styles' face.
It is a certainty that I am going to destroy his face.
Going to break his nose, crush his cheekbone, shatter his jaw.
Yeah.
A lot of violence.
Yeah, he was talking a big game.
He delivered in the main event, though.
He certainly did.
So really he backed up his trash talk. Next, Becky Lynch versus Mandy Rose versus Sonya Deville in a Money in the Bank qualifying match. Sonya Deville's entrance is fantastic. I hope they double down on that.
No, man. Dial it way back.
Mm-mm.
Dial it way back.
Strobes on top of the ramp. Strobes down the ramp.
Mm-mm.
Strobes in the ring.
No. No.
Yeah.
None of that.
All of it.
What if she has, like, you know how What's-His-Face Mustafa Ali has the thing?
Yeah.
What if she had strobe lights on her hands?
Oh, that'd be great.
That would be good, too.
She needs like, a real rock and roller type jacket. Like Finn had,
come
with
on.
Strobe lights.
I could see her, like, maybe down the line being approaching the coolness of the real rock and roll.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because she's pretty cool.
Yeah, she is.
She's pretty cool. I'm actually overwhelmed. I'm very happy for Sonya Deville. You know, you and I both had great fear that she would be a redundancy
mm-hmm.
with Ronda Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally hasn't been the case. She's very slowly, but very surely carving out a niche for herself.
Yeah, she's done a really good job of developing her character and knowing what it is, and then speaking with a great deal of confidence on the mic.
Yeah,
she gets the opportunity.
I'm not so sure about that Mandy Rose entrance, man. You don't think that's too much?
It's too much.
That's too much, but the strobe lights aren't too much.
Well, I like strobe lights a lot.
Is it only because it made me sad
at
WrestleMania?
No, I like strobe lights prior to that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a hobby of yours I didn't know you were into.
Well, it's not a hobby.
Yeah.
I'm not like a strobe light enthusiast.
You're honestly, you're sounding like one right now.
I don't own any strobe lights.
How many, be honest, how many issues of Strobe Light magazine do you...
Well, I don't think such a periodical exists, Steve.
Maybe you should start it.
I mean, I don't really...
There might be other strobe light aficionados out there.
There could be.
Yeah. Anyways, it'd be cool if they had some like lightning.
Well, that's the Undertaker's thing.
Well, he's not. He's retired now.
No, he's not.
He's gone.
No, he's not.
We just saw him. We literally saw him retire, man.
But then he came back the following year.
I was gone when that happened. Let's see. You know, I still never saw that.
Oh,
I still never went back and watched that segment of WrestleMania.
It wasn't much to see.
I think I saw a lot of it in GIF form.
Yeah.
In GIF form.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's
Mandy
see.
Rose tapped out to Disarmer. Becky Lynch is advancing on to the Money in the Bank ladder match. There's a decent amount of story between Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville. They were working together at first. Then eventually they started to try to win the match for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was very happy that Sonya Deville didn't win because they might have kicked on the strobe lights again.
Oh, heck yes.
Next up, you know what would actually be fun? What if they did a whole match? Remember how Sin Cara, they would always like...
So we could see better. Because of the mask.
No, I know. So asinine. Like, are you serious? This guy can't see quite well, very well with his mask on. Well, then have him put on a different mask. Opa just cut out his eye holes.
That's a cool looking mask.
He doesn't need the eye holes.
I mean, it makes the mask look cooler.
Eye holes.
Am I wrong? No.
It's Sin Cara, so he doesn't... There's nothing
but
really...
But you got to go back before Sin Cara was botching all the time when he first debuted, and it was kind of cool that it's like, oh, man, cool. They get a luchador in WWE again. He's got a really awesome-looking mask.
I thought Prime Luchador was the... Prime Sin Cara was the botching
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, but this is, I'm speaking about this
How
before. How's
it they found like a whole lineage of luchadors to play Sin Cara, and they were all botchy?
I don't know.
Right? Because they were
Maybe it's the mask.
They were all a mess, and then didn't one of them throw like a soda at somebody?
Yeah. That's current Sin Cara.
That's now Sin Cara?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. There's been so many Sin Caras. There's been like three. Anyways.
Next, they announced that Samoa Joe will take on Cass next week, Money in the Bank qualifier. Then we got a Samoa Joe iPhone promo. Samoa Joe is the best.
We got a Samoa Joe Matt Chat question.
I mean, he can stand in the corner of a hotel room or his home and drop awesome promo after awesome promo.
Well, that's where this was. It was just someplace.
Yeah.
Where has he been? What is he doing?
I don't know. He's just hanging out at home.
Is he injured again?
No.
Why isn't he on TV dropping this
promo?
They
probably want to keep him off TV for a couple weeks after he lost to Roman Reigns. So people forget about it.
Forget about that? Anyways, yeah, he delivered a long promo talking about Big Cass.
Yeah.
He's a fake tough guy.
Yeah, he says the only thing you do is run your mouth.
Yeah.
He's going to put him to sleep.
Yeah.
And I look forward to that.
You think that's going to happen?
I hope so.
How much of a punishment tour is Big Cass going to be on? Do you think that beatdown from Daniel Bryan was punishment tour? Stop.
No, that's an advancing story. Daniel Bryan's. I'd be surprised if Daniel Bryan, either based on the attack this week, ends up costing Cass the match because his knee is compromised.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Or Daniel Bryan comes out and somehow costs Cass the match either directly or indirectly.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe is going over.
Yeah.
Samoa Joe is advancing to Money in the Bank because they're going to have another match between Cass and Daniel Bryan at Money in the Bank.
How great would it be if Daniel Bryan just started terrorizing the crap out of Cass?
It'd be fantastic.
You can do that now as a face because Randy Orton did that. You know,
he burned the person's house down.
Yeah, exactly. So that's as far as you can go, basically, which is pretty far.
It is pretty far. I mean, it's arson.
After that, we had an Iconics iPhone promo, and I kind of realized that the Iconics have a similar dynamic like you and I have.
Mm-hmm.
I get the feeling that Billy Kay really enjoys... And goes out of her way, but really enjoys making Peyton Royce laugh. I don't necessarily think it's the other way around. I think Billy Kay really, and I get a kick out of making you laugh because because you're so damn stubborn that when I do something that makes you crack,
yeah,
it gives me joy.
All right.
And I feel like Billy Kay is the same way.
Okay.
Because she has the greatest comedic looks. I feel like Peyton Royce half the time just wants to crack up at him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so damn charming.
It is.
They're fantastic. So anyways, yeah, they were talking about Billy Kay.
Besting Lana. Yeah, advancing exactly. The money in the bank.
Yeah.
And finally, our main event, Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles.
Mm-hmm.
This match was fast-paced, crisp. Got to see some new things from each of them that we hadn't seen in previous matches. And nary a low blow.
Mm-hmm.
The finish, well, first, AJ managed to kick out of kind of a Kinshasa. It wasn't a full Kinshasa, but it was kind of a Kinshasa, but AJ kicked out of it.
Yeah, it was enough of a Kinshasa.
I mean, it wasn't like Nakamura ran from the corner like he normally does. Two steps, bang,
yeah,
knee to face. At one point, AJ goes for a phenomenal forearm. Nakamura gets out of the way. AJ kind of stops because the ref is now going to be the target rather than Nakamura. While that's all being worked out, Nakamura acts like he got hit in the nether regions, the front area. And that's enough of a distraction for Nakamura to hit a reverse exploder. Mm-hmm. Kinshasa, pick up the win. He gets to pick the stipulation at Money in the Bank. And I worry him winning this match is going to preclude him maybe from winning at Money in the Bank. Like, this is going to be his win in this whole thing.
Ooh. Yeah, it's still weeks away. We'll find out the win. I think they'll do traditional math on this. Whoever stands tall at the end of the go-home is going to end up...
What's going to be the stipulation?
You know what would be great? You know what would be fantastic? Is they didn't freaking have... And I know they wouldn't do this, but... Because I don't know the logistics of doing this. Well, they could do it. Is if they didn't have that damn Hell in a Cell pay-per-view, it'd be a good moment for him to say, this is going to be Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
But they have the damn pay-per-view, which is the only place they do it anymore.
For the most part, yeah.
I think.
There's an occasional Hell in a Cell match at Mania.
The thing that makes total sense is an I Quit match.
Or a Last Man Standing. Either or.
Yeah, but the problem with Last Man Standing is that is what we just had. The ref counts to 10. So you can still have a double, you know, loss there.
Yeah.
With an I Quit match, somebody has to yell I Quit.
Yeah.
Or I guess pass out.
What if they have like a protective cup on a pole match?
That's like the most Vince Russo shit I've ever heard.
I know, I'm not serious.
I can tell by your smile. A protective cup on him. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just like, you know, they're not just going to do a no DQ match because
yeah,
we
they've
saw
already done that.
Last Man Standing, that's still a 10 count, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen that.
Well, kind of.
Okay, let me ask you this. If that no DQ match was labeled a Last Man Standing match and the ref counts to 10 and nobody gets up.
Yeah, same result.
Same result.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah. We basically saw that. So it's got to be an I Quit match. Because here's the thing. Like, if they want to make it cool, it'd be an I Quit match.
Yeah.
Because
Both these guys.
There's a lot of bluster between them.
Yeah.
They're very arrogant. They're talking a lot of game.
Yeah.
So, you know, talk, talk, talk. You make somebody say I quit. There you go.
All right.
So I'm thinking.
Trying to think some stipulation involving the front area. And violence towards it. I'm coming up. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't really just have a nutshot match, can you?
Look, AJ was coming up with all sort of creative
it's
matches.
True.
You can. I think they can do whatever they want. First person to hit the dick 10 times. Can you do that?
Maybe.
Best, you know, whatever.
Two out of three
balls match. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Whoever hits the dick. Two times before the other guy.
Yeah.
I guess.
It'd be an interesting strategy for a wrestling match where you got to protect your front area.
Could be a 2 out of 3 falls, though. But I'd prefer an I Quit match. I think it would lend to the drama of their feud, which I think has been okay so far.
Yeah.
I think it's been fine.
Yeah, each match is kind of built upon the other.
Yeah. They have found creative ways to keep this stuff going. And that's what I appreciate. Before we get to questions, I meant to get back into this.
Oh, the shout-outs.
We got to do some shout-outs. So $1 Patreon pledge gets you a shout-out on the show.
Yes.
And I'm about to read off the first half of April of 2018 because last week I did March. So this week I'm going to do April. And here we go. Starting from the top. ASAP Kane, James Llewellyn, Suck It, Duck It, Quack Quack, Ryan Hansen, John Thomas, Dominic Scott, Hacking Towers, Ethan Swicegood, Dustin Weiss, Double G Monster, Chris A, Abdullah the Vegan, Emma Evans, Andrew Jessup, Chris Piccioni, or Piccioni, Jeremy Carden, G. Paul Goldner, Boss Jim Gettys. I always love that name. Jake Bergstresser, or Bergstresser, Brian Sanchez, Matthew Broadhurst, Tom Fox, Arjun Chana, Alex Rabiebuck, Matthew Lawrence, Dulnzer, George Mitchell, Aiden Chamberlain, George Robertson, Algie Jill is back. Nice. The All-American Skeet Team Captain, Robert Stack. I love Robert Snacks. He's the best.
He's the best.
James Page, Simon Field, Aravind Pradhumian, Aaron Moreno, Whipped Cream Dream, Suplex Casey, Raymond, Austin Baker, Luke Hutchinson, Dan Eisenberg, Richard Adams, Sean Horan, Adam Dunnigan, Paul Smith, Minnesota Bam Bam, Joshua Jordan, Paul Smith, Starve Inc. Clothing, Norwegian Blue, Achille Saye de Chow. Wow, that's a great name. Achille Saye de Chow. What a great name. Casey Malone, War Engine, Rory Brown, Sam McAllister, Christian Collins, John Mower, Austin Cunningham, Ian Padigo, Pablo, Pat Mick, Borklaser. Oh, no, that was sent me a message. Sam Southall, and Nathan Fitter. Thank you all for your support. We really appreciate it. Larson, do you want to answer some questions now?
Sure, let's answer some questions.
That's now. The other thing you could do on the Patreon. $1, you got access to
that's
our
all it takes.
QA threads
yes.
for the week.
Yes. First, Taven Elric, do you think the Shinsuke AJ feud would have benefited from Nakamura turning heel before WrestleMania? At this point, no.
No, I think I was thinking about that last night because this is a long-term thing they're doing. I think that turning heel at WrestleMania, we all saw the match and we were kind of underwhelmed. And then he was leaving and then he did that low blow and the heel turn. And that was their WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
I thought that was a strong WrestleMania moment.
Yeah.
So I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Fat Bastard Champ, Alex Foster, what's a weird wrestling chant you guys would like to start?
Hey, Rick, I want to take that national.
All right.
So we went to a local, this is ages ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Supreme Pro Wrestling here in Sacramento. And one of the local guys, Rick Luxury.
Yeah, there's a couple of fans, older fans.
Older guys.
That would just say, hey, Rick.
It was like the Sacramento version of the Lebowski guys.
Yeah.
You know, it was like one guy looked like he was probably a nom. And there was like another guy who's old also. And there's like a third smaller guy. And he would get in there and say, hey, Rick. Hey, Rick. Hey, Rick. So that'd be fun. And, and it'd be really annoying if it went national. But
yeah.
I'd like to start that.
It was funny while we were there.
Because it was so random. Hey, Rick.
Dylan Scribner, you guys are stranded on an island, have no survival skills. That's true.
That's very true. Yeah.
And can only have two WWE superstars stranded with you to help you survive, one male and one woman. Who do you bring and why? I mean, can't go wrong with Braun.
You can, because Baron the Cat Taxidermist mentions here things to consider, as I'm sure Braun will immediately be chosen. He needs a lot of food.
Well, we know he's handy with his weapons.
Guns.
I know, but, you know.
We don't have guns. Like, I don't know that he's a true survivalist.
What about Brock? He has a lot of land.
I don't know. No way, not Brock. Who do you think is, like, crafty?
I mean, Bray Wyatt made his own belt.
Okay. We don't know if he actually crafted that himself.
Oh, I'm sure he did.
I'm going to say for the woman, it's going to be Sarah Logan.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's a great
answer.
Well,
then why not Ray Rowe then? They're engaged. So he might be crafty.
All right.
They do the Renaissance fair stuff, I think.
I feel like I'd be shut out of a potential situation in that situation because they're engaged. I want a chance. I want a chance.
All right.
you know, you're stranded on a
Let's
desert
say Kyle island. O'Reilly because he's wildly entertaining. So you get a piece of drift when he starts playing air guitar on
you've
it.
You've got survivalist. Here's what I like about this entire situation. You got survivalist Sarah Logan. She can handle everything we need.
Yeah.
She can build a tent.
Yeah.
She can hunt the animals or whatever, fishing, all that stuff.
Yeah, you have Kyle O'Reilly with his sunglasses and his socks on.
And on top of that, he's so much of a clown.
Yeah.
Like, compared to us, that maybe we'd have a chance with her.
I'll just think, you know, you're going to be stranded on a desert island. You need some entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm just saying, you know, you got to think ahead, man. Human beings, men and women, have needs, Larson. You're on a desert island. Oh, man. Oh, let's see here. No.
Embryonic reflection. Could you see The Miz winning the Money in the Bank briefcase only to cash in on the Intercontinental title, tying Jericho for the most Intercontinental reigns and completing his mission of solidifying the IC title as the main event?
No, because he's already said he has plans on cashing in on the big title.
Yeah. He wants to bring some prestige back to the WWE Championship.
No, but that being said, I could see him winning Money in the Bank. I just don't see him cashing in.
Title,
I know we booked that on our show, but no.
Discord Wolfpack underboss Jimmy Thomas, with Raw and SmackDown coming to London this week, power rank cities outside the United States that should host next. Montreal did a great job with Raw.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was great.
I'd like to see somewhere in South America. I feel like it'd be a raucous crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see how they're at, like, the with all the soccer and stuff, mm-hmm. the football, rather.
Like in Rio? Or
Yeah, Rio.
Buenos Aires?
Or Buenos Aires. But Rio, that's like a party town. From what I understand, I don't know. I saw this Arnold thing on Rio. Arnold in Rio.
That's old.
It was like from like 80s. It was like the late 80s. It was prime Arnold. Look at all these ladies here. Look at them with their butts and everything. Yeah.
What about Australia?
Oh. They can fight some kangaroos. No. Yeah. No, it'd be great. Australia would be awesome, man.
Dong Diggler. Will WWE Diggler. Have a WrestleMania in the United Kingdom in the next 5 years? Probably not.
10 maybe.
But not 5.
Maybe 10.
Oh, that's a good question. Richard Nason. Better big match, Bryan versus AJ for WWE title or Bryan versus Nakamura for WWE
We've
title?
We've had that question before. I don't know.
We've never seen Daniel Bryan versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Has never happened.
All right.
Whereas we have seen recently, granted the match didn't end, Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. They wrestled the Ring of Honor.
It would be really cool if those three were in a program together for like 2 years, like with, you know, varying, like.
Carry on your thought. This is a great question.
Like, you know, AJ and Shinsuke go through their thing. Daniel Bryan ends up in the title picture after Shinsuke picks it up. Shinsuke like puts AJ out of commission for like an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It'd all be great. Anyways, what's your great question?
This is from Thera Thabata.
Okay.
Vince McMahon's agreed to watch one New Japan Pro Wrestling match with us in an attempt to convince him to start letting wrestlers wrestle their way and get rid of the WWE style. Which match would you show him and why?
Kenny Omega versus Evil. When he came a one-winged angel while Evil was sleeping.
Yeah. No, it's Kota Ibushi versus Nakamura, because it's not as long as all the Omega Okada matches.
Okay.
It's like at most 18 minutes.
Oh, man, I'll sit down for an hour with Vince. Watch Omega
all
Okada
right.
too.
He might get bored. That's my point. If you want to show him that you can tell a compelling story in 15 or 18 minutes.
It's been 13 minutes. How much longer is this going on?
And they do all their usual stuff.
Yeah, okay.
It's a good, concise match to show them.
Well, I'll
you
tell
need
you
to
what,
watch it.
I will wait until we have that opportunity with Vince to check it
before
out.
So you
it,
actually
it can be fresh.
Watch that match.
It can be fresh for me, watching it with Vince. And I'll be like, Vince, you want some popcorn? No!
I'm too into this match. Baron the Cat Taxidermist. He says, insert blank here by day, wrestler by night. Fill in the blank of the previous statement for the following wrestlers. Baron Corbin. So he has some other profession by day, wrestler by night.
Oh. Bird. He's a bird guy.
He's a bird man.
He's a bird man.
Yeah.
He's posting an Instagram picture.
A couple birds, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Or valet.
Yeah.
At a high-end restaurant.
Or he can be like a high-end car salesman.
Yeah. Hey. Do you want a Ferrari?
Would you like to buy a Maserati?
We only accept Cash and Twitter opinions.
As payment, Velveteen Dream.
Oh, I don't know. Male escort. Porn star. I mean, kayfabe, it's got to be something sexual, right? He's not working at a freaking Blockbuster.
Or, you know, he could be a musician type thing.
He hasn't demonstrated any musical ability.
He sings a little bit in his own theme. Velveteen Dream, or he did at one point.
Yeah, no, I feel like he's some sort of...
All right.
Yeah.
Undertaker. I mean, he has his own motorcycle shop.
Well, I was going to say Undertaker.
Or an Undertaker, yeah. But I think he's more into the bikes than he is being a mortician.
Well, yeah, but his name is literally
I know,
The Undertaker. That's
but would
the
you
name
want,
of
if your gimmick was Undertaker, would you want to do that all day? That's my point. He might have a variety of interests. We know he has a variety of interests.
Well,
he likes his bikes.
Look, man, his name is literally The Undertaker, so he's got to have a passion for undertaking.
In the ring...
He doesn't do anything Undertaker in the ring.
I realize that.
He doesn't perform whatever. What do Undertakers do? They just arrange funerals or something?
What
do they do?
Yeah.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
We got this great coffin. We got this great coffin for you over
what
here.
What I'm saying is he can be Mark Calloway, motorcycle enthusiast, with his own shop during the day, and then transform into Dead Man Undertaker at night.
When does the actual undertaking come into play then?
It's just a gimmick, goddammit.
This is kayfabe. There are no gimmicks.
There's nothing in this question about being kayfabe. Zero. Like Baron Corbin is on Twitter because he likes Ferraris. What's kayfabe about him being a car salesman? Zero.
Yeah, no, he's because on Twitter, on Instagram, he's in character.
Not all the time.
Sure he is.
Eric Young.
Vagrant.
All right. Roman Reigns.
Kind of feel like that's in or out of kayfabe.
Roman Reigns.
Manimal. Yeah, what is, I don't know. What's like the most boring thing you could be?
Yeah, what's the most mellow, boring thing one could do?
Like accountant?
Data entry.
Yeah, tax guy.
Yeah.
Got my tax guy. The Big Dog Inc. What a great question. I love that question, though. It's a great question. Can't believe you're not with me on the Undertaker thing.
No, it's got to be the bikes.
One
of his gimmicks was motorcycle enthusiast.
For 4 years out of, like, what, 25?
But it's a part of his legacy.
Legacy. I like motorcycles. Him and Eric Bischoff are going to run a bike shop together?
Eric, yeah, that's a good idea.
I need a 5/8.
You need a 5/8.
Let's see here.
Oops, wrong tab.
Chris K wants to know, do you think we'll see Zelina Vega wrestle on SmackDown?
On occasion, maybe.
Yeah, I would say to the same degree we saw her in NXT, but that division's already loaded, so probably not as much.
Secretly, Sami Zayn, what do you guys think Andrade Almas' ceiling is on SmackDown Live? U.S. title, U.S. champion for sure.
Okay, so given that it's SmackDown Live and not Raw, I'm going to be optimistic and say I'll put it this way. Because Jinder won the WWE Championship, I think he's got a chance.
Okay.
I think it's there. He's a strong heel.
Yeah.
So Nakamura's top heel right now. Who's under him? Smojo.
Cass.
And Cass. Who are we leaving out?
I think that's the top three.
And Rusev is a tweener.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got a good shot.
Yeah, in a few years, yeah. King of Beard Style, Vinny Elliott. So he just found out that Authors of Pain were on Main Event on Monday night.
Yeah, somebody mentioned that before, yeah.
Do they not want NXT tag teams to succeed on the main roster? He's scared that they're going to ruin Sanity next. I mean, it's entirely possible.
I have much more faith in Sanity than I do in Authors of Pain. It's not terribly surprising if Authors of Pain don't go that far, simply because, good God, they're one-dimensional. They got rid of Paul Ellering. They got rid of the only thing that's really compelling about them.
Mm-hmm.
They might have learned a thing or two in NXT in terms of how to tell a story, you know, going with DIY
and the
Revival. But, I mean, look at the Revival. They've got infinitely more going for them than Authors of Pain.
And they're still on, and they're a main event, too.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but... I'm not optimistic. I hope the best for Authors of Pain.
Yeah,
I think they're
too
good. But I am not optimistic, man. But Sanity, dude, come on. Sanity's on SmackDown for one thing. And also, they've got a lot going for them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure WWE loves Killian Dane.
Mm-hmm.
I'm almost positive about that.
Mr. Sinister, he says, hey, friendos, it's Joe with another Matt Chat question. Speaking of Joe, if he wins Money in the Bank, how long do you see him carrying the case?
Like a while.
Yeah.
Because it relieves the pressure of him needing to win something big. He's always got that reminder that he won something big.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, Rumble, you know, maybe Survivor Series. I would think something around then.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Bronze grappling hook. If WWE started an inanimate object Hall of Fame, what objects would go in the first year? The sledgehammer, right?
Well, the grappling hook.
That was just in one spot. I mean, Triple H's sledgehammer is...
Oh, if the WWE... Okay, sorry.
It'd be Triple H's sledgehammer.
Yeah, it'd be the sledgehammer. Yeah. I'm trying to think, like...
Mankind's mask.
Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
Scissors.
Shears.
Shears, yeah.
Whose mask, you say?
Mankind's.
Yeah, Kane's mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the coffins from casket matches.
Mm-hmm. The legendary Jason the Cabbie. After watching all the jarring zooms and disorienting camera cuts last night, it got me thinking about your guys' background in film school. So the question is, what class or lesson did Kevin Dunn or whomever directed SmackDown Live this week say, F it, I'm not going to this stupid effing class too. What class do you learn not to do all those crazy zooms and pans and stuff?
I don't
think
it's a class. I mean, it's a matter of good taste or not.
Yeah, you right. Know? I was thinking the same thing. So for me, it'd be, what was the Schultheis class we took?
Well, there's several film theory classes.
Film theory. Yeah, it's just theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you learn what good filmmaking is,
mm-hmm.
and you can maybe stay away from bad filmmaking.
Yeah.
But it feels like he just watched a lot of, I don't know, Michael Bay movies.
It's partially that, yeah.
Whoever directed those crap Saw movies.
Yeah.
You know, those could have been really cool. Like, I know people like, you know, a lot of people out there like them. I'm not criticizing.
Yeah. They lack atmosphere.
The concept
and mood
and clarity.
Yeah.
I've only seen two of them. I think the second and fourth one.
No, I've only seen the first one.
So I've never seen the fourth. Was the first one jarring in terms of like when they would film?
Not really. That was more of a mood piece because it was just the
was
two
it?
Of them.
Okay.
Two of them, you know, with their feet.
Locked
up in this bathroom or something like that.
I don't know if it was the second one or fourth one. But man, when they would have to make their big decision about stuff, you know, when they would do the torture stuff. Instead of just putting the damn camera down,
and making people sit through the whole thing as it plays out in real time.
It was like, you know, okay, let's get like...
Cut, zoom, and some sort
let's do
shot like this, people moving really fast. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do 2 hours of coverage from every conceivable angle for a 30-second bit,
mm-hmm.
and then chop one frame per frame per frame. That's mm-hmm. what it was. Mm-hmm. It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sometimes, Kevin Dunn. So I'm going to say film theory class.
Yes. Needs to watch some European cinema from the 50s and 60s.
Or even like, man, the worst of that stuff was Irreversible. Ooh, that camera was just sitting there for 15 minutes.
Making you feel all the uncomfortable.
Pure torture. Oh my God. Yee.
Would you like to do some trivia, Steve?
Yeah. Would you like to look at the television, Mr. Lee? Maybe he's just a big Oliver Stone fan from like the early 90s.
Could be.
He's a big JFK fan.
He loves Natural Born Killers.
Yeah. You like that movie? It has its certain charm.
It does.
Yeah.
It's not perfect. It's enjoyable.
It's a bit much.
It is a lot much.
I'm not sure how enjoyable it'll be.
Well, I mean, like the performances are good and
what do you think about that little sitcom bit with Rodney Dangerfield?
I mean, that was...
Whew, that's tough
a bit
to
heavy.
Watch.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't that
it's
enjoyable.
It's a bit heavy. Yeah, it is.
I mean, enjoyable isn't the right word.
No, I get what you're saying. As a cinematic experience, it's an enjoyable one.
Yeah,
sure. Anyways, you ready for trivia?
Yeah.
Number one.
One.
Big events. Who superstar bio. Who famously hit Jimmy Snuka over the head with a coconut?
That's Roddy Piper.
Very good.
Which soil-dwelling animal was the boogeyman fond of feasting upon?
Aw, Alabama loves worms too. She'll carry them around while she's on the playground and then rip them apart. Pretty sure I'm raising a murderer.
Wow.
Number two.
Well, you got to put a finger up, man.
Bang. Which of these legends did not beat Heath Slater on Raw? Sid?
Uh-huh.
Vader?
Yeah.
Or Randy Savage?
Savage.
Who was dead at the time.
Yeah, it was Savage. What profession did Dean Douglas hold outside of wrestling?
Kayfabe or no?
Well, I mean, there's an answer here. Remember, it's Dean Douglas.
Teacher.
Yes.
Yeah. He also worked at Target in Realsies.
Yeah.
And he was a teacher in Realsies.
Yeah, I know.
So they gave him that. Which two former world champions drew numbers 1 and 2 at Royal Rumble 93?
What, future?
No, which two former world champions drew numbers 1 and 2 at Rumble 93?
I'll say Bret Hart.
No.
Oh, okay.
It was Ric Flair and Bob Backlund.
Oh, all right. Not so much for that. Who were the two co-winners of Royal Rumble 94?
Bret and Lex. Bert Hart. Number four. What was the name? This is an obscure one.
All right.
What was the name of Shane McMahon's upper class bodyguards?
Oh, that's the Mean Street Posse.
You knew that.
Yeah. Pete Gass, Rodney, Joey Abs.
Good job.
Under which name did Seth Rollins wrestle in Ring of Honor?
Oh, Tyler Black. Nice. See, that's why I love these What Culture ones. Mm-hmm. These are great. Number five. You should know. Larry Shreve is better known as whom?
Yes, I should know this. Because I know that name sounds familiar. How do you spell the last name?
S-H-R-E-V. It's like Steve, but with an S-H and no T. Larry Shreve.
Larry Zbysko.
Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, yeah. That's right. John Tenta played the role of Earthquake. And which other natural disaster?
Tsunami?
Avalanche.
Avalanche. Six. In 1993, Eastern Championship Wrestling introduced a title to be defended exclusively in which state? That is hard. That is not easy.
Is it Eastern Championship Wrestling?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's either Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or New York.
It is none of them.
Oh, wow.
Neither of those. Maryland.
Well, I didn't answer the question.
Well, I felt like you were going to go with one of those three, right?
All right, you got the last question. Raven.
Would you, in your heart of hearts, okay then.
Raven is a member of Mensa with an IQ of what?
130.
143.
Fah!
You won by one.
Yes. Let me go with my prize.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. That's the show today.
Well, I'm getting my prize.
Well, hurry it up.
These all suck.
Well, it's a blind draw. You just take what's there.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's how it works.
I choose what I want.
No.
Break your back, make you humble.
No, that's General Landon.
Oh, Colonel Mustafa was the other one. He wasn't Colonel Mustafa Iron Cheek?
Yeah.
Who the hell is this guy then? Boy. Who is General Adnan?
I mean, it's got information about him on the back of the card.
Well, it's all kayfabe. And there's an empty autograph space.
Well, so you can get a signature on it.
Is he going to be at StarCast?
I don't think so.
244 pounds in my butt. Anyways, that's it for show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hilton, can you do the music thing? Thank you, Hilton.
Thank you, Hilton.
You know, sometimes he knows what he's doing around here. Do you hear the Kings got the number 2 pick?
Yeah, that's great.
Pretty good stuff. Anyways, that's it for show. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.